And the fact of the matter is we have to take care of ourselves in order to be able to spread that care out to everyone else that we worry about, okay? And it's a really important job, because it's the job that we don't talk about because we're either embarrassed or we may be showing a sign of weakness because we either can't do it all or we don't have, you know, the secret cape and the, you know, Wonder Woman shirt that we can just go spin around and change into. Because the reality is we don't. No one has that. No one. It's a big issue, and I've seen it in my own life, and that's why I'm very willing to discuss about it in an open fashion, about how the ability to take care of yourself and the ability to take care of what you do in the practice of law is important. I've seen it in the lives of my colleagues. There's a wall that eventually you'll hit unless you take care of it. So we're going to talk about with Yasmeen, we're going to talk about sort of some of the reasons why this is so important. And I really wish that, you know, the State Bar or UT or some other would make this a weekend-long conference, because this is something that is the most important topic that lawyers need to discuss openly today. Because we're in a situation where the numbers are too tragic for us to not be able to open and recognize it. So let's talk about those numbers first and why this is so important. And then we're going to talk about sort of some practical tips to being able to take care of yourself, but also to live a life that's more meaningful as a lawyer within your practice. So let's talk about those numbers first. Why is it so important? Why us?
Hi, everyone. So there was a recent study. It was actually highlighted in the March 2016 edition of the Texas Bar Journal. It was by the Ford Foundation and the ABA Commission on Lawyer Assistance Programs.